Letters to Daniel, Volume 1. Letter 2-7. The Day of 7, Part 5. Lexicon of Love, or Don't Use Satan's Dictionary. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011. In the 10th month, on the 16th day of the 10th month.
So the Jews answered and said to him, What sign do you show to us, since you do these things? Jesus answered and said to them, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then the Jews said, It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days? But he was speaking of the temple of his body. Therefore, when he had risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this to them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, during the feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself to them, because he knew all men, and had no need that anyone should testify of man, for he knew what was in man.
Dear Dan, somewhere at the beginning of the day of 7, Jesus asked if it was all right with me for him to introduce me to, quote, someone who was gay, unquote. By that time, I had learned to say yes to whatever he said, because he is, after all, Lord God. I assumed that I would be meeting a homosexual that needed deliverance, and that I could pray for him or something. And I did have the dream from a year earlier called Gay Jew, so I thought he was referring to fulfilling that dream or something. But it was not in my mind at the time that Jesus might be using a different dictionary, like he did when he referred to raising this temple in 3 days, meaning his body, but the hearers took him to mean the brick-and-mortar temple building within view. When Jesus used the word gay, he did not mean a perverted man. Rather, he meant someone who is happy, bright, and cheerful. And so it was that I began to meet the one of whom it is said in the book of Revelation, and the earth was made bright with his splendor. One of the solid objective evidences that the Lord provided me to substantiate my relationship with angels was a Christian relationship with a brother, CB3, who had a prophetic anointing. I met him at a small home church, U3. Not long after the Lord introduced me to Gabe, on about my second or third visit to U3, I slipped a piece of paper into CB3's shirt pocket. I don't remember what it said, but I do remember that I wrote something the Lord moved me to write down. At the next meeting, CB3 came up to me afterwards and began to describe how what I had written down was exactly what he was going through. We then agreed to speak in greater detail after the service, which we did at a cafe. It turned out that he was experiencing very similar angelic occurrences in his life to what I was going through. We met many more times after church at the cafe to share stories. And every time I saw CB3 and said, Guess what? Gabe said thus and such. He knew what I was talking about and agreed. One time at church, I read aloud to the congregation something I had written about how the Lord revealed Gabe to me. They didn't bat an eye, as if this was a commonplace event. I learned later that U3 was, and maybe still is, a major hangout for angels in that area, perhaps on the West Coast. I will now relay what Gabe told me about himself, that I had told CB3, and that was confirmed to both CB3 and me. Gabe's resume contains the following. 1 Samuel 5. He was the one the Lord sent to knock over Dagon twice, the second time breaking off the idol's hands. Judges. He anointed Samson with the various ideas of what to do to the Philistines and the strength of God to remove the gates of Gaza. 1 Kings 22:19-23. Quote, I will be a lying spirit, unquote. God cannot lie, so an angel has to do it. And he said, Hear you therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing by him, on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, Who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one said in this manner, and another said in that manner. And there came forth a spirit, and stood before the Lord, and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, Wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, Thou shalt persuade him, and prevail also. Go forth, and do so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these thy prophets, and the Lord has spoken evil concerning thee. Matthew 16:5. The young man in white in the empty tomb who said, Do not be alarmed, you seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him, as he said to you. Revelation 18:1. Angel with great authority. Revelation 22:8-10. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he saith unto me, Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. Revelation 22:16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus.
You're not just doing what you want to, building your house on the sand.